People who go prospecting for gold in the streams of the West may seem like throwbacks to centuries gone by. Commentator Dick George also wants to take a look back at an earlier time, but he's only going to ask us to look back decades, not centuries.
When I was in ninth grade, I did something very wild and forbidden. I snuck out of the house, hiked to the local Bishu, and saw an adult movie. At least, it was adult to me. It was a comedy called Irma La Douce, and it starred Shirley MacLaine as a French prostitute, which was enough right there to make my parents dead set against it. I don't remember much about the film, except MacLaine wore this skimpy hooker outfit. Actually, it was nothing compared to what you'd see today on any summer beach, but for a kid raised on the Mickey Mouse Club, it was out there. Today, I think Irma La Douce would get a PG rating. Somehow, I survived this degradation, went to college, fell in love, was about to get married, and tumbled once again into the black pit of immorality. For my bachelor party, my best man arranged something at the 2 o'clock club on Baltimore's notorious block. This was before video cassettes, before cable, when all that was seedy and therefore intriguingly erotic was still contained in a single word, burlesque. And while it was well past its golden age, it was still bouncing along at the 2 o'clock club under the ownership of its star performer and the biggest name in the business, Blaze Starr. This was a step way up or way down, depending on your perspective, from Irma La Douce. I was in a disreputable, smoke-filled dive with the queen of striptease. Imagine my surprise when Blaze herself came out to perform and motioned me, as the guest of honor, up onto the stage, where she invited me to assist with her act. I won't go into detail. Suffice it to say, this was a night to remember, made all the more exotic and exciting by my own knowledge that this was something you definitely weren't supposed to do. When compared to today's standard R-rated movie, however, or the bachelor parties I hear about, my moment on stage with Blaze now seems almost wholesome. Times change, technology marches on. With the internet and hundreds of cable and satellite channels, it now seems that what was once rarely glimpsed is now in mind-numbing, impersonal profusion everywhere. I think life was more exciting when the forbiddenness bar was a lot lower. I still have my autographed 8x10 glossy of Blaze Starr, with her lipsticked kiss right next to where she wrote, "To Dick, best wishes, love, Blaze."
Dick George lives in Baldwin, Maryland.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.